ಹರಿ ಓಂ ತತ್ಸತ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ಹರಿ ಓಂ ಓಂ ಸದಾಶಿವಸಮಾರಂಭಾಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಶಂಕರಮಧ್ಯಮಾಂ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯಪರಿಯಂತಾಂ ವಂದೇ ಗುರುಪರಂಪರಾಂ. ಶ್ರುತಿಸ್ಮೃತಿಪುರಾಣಾನಾಂ ಆಲಯಂ ಕರುಣಾಲಯಂ ನಮಾಮಿ ಭಗವತ್ಪಾದಶಂಕರಂ ಲೋಕಶಂಕರಂ ಶಂಕರಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯಂ ಕೇಶವಂ ಬಾದರಾಯಣಂ. ಸೂತ್ರಭಾಷ್ಯಕೃತೌ ವಂದೇ ಭಗವಂತೌ ಪುನಃ ಪುನಃ. ಓಂ ಈಶ್ವರೋ ಗುರುರಾತ್ಮೇತಿ ಮೂರ್ತಿಭೇದವಿಭಾಗಿನೇ ವ್ಯೋಮವದ್ವ್ಯಾಪ್ತದೇಹಾಯ ದಕ್ಷಿಣಾಮೂರ್ತಯೇ ನಮಃ. ಓಂ ಸಹನಾವವತು ಸಹನೌ ಭುನಕ್ತು ಸಹವೀರ್ಯಂಕರವಾವಹೈ ತೇಜಸ್ವಿನಾವಧೀತಮಸ್ತು ಮಾ ವಿದ್ವಿಷಾವಹೈ. ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ. ಓಂ ಭದ್ರಂ ಕರ್ಣೇ ಭಶೃಣುಯಾಮ ದೇವಾಃ ಭದ್ರಂ ಪಶ್ಯೇಮಾಕ್ಷಭಿರ್ಯಜತ್ರಾಃ ಸ್ಥಿರೈರಂಗೈಸ್ತುಷ್ಟುಭಾಗಂಸಸ್ತನುಭಿಃ ವ್ಯಶೇಮ ದೇವಹಿತೈಯದಾಯುಃ. ಸ್ವಸ್ತಿ ನ ಇಂದ್ರೋ ವೃದ್ಧಶ್ರವಾಃ ಸ್ವಸ್ತಿ ನಃ ಪೂಷಾ ವಿಶ್ವವೇದಾಃ ಸ್ವಸ್ತಿ ನಸ್ತಾರ್ಕ್ಷ್ಯೋ ಅರಿಷ್ಟನೇಮಿಃ ಸ್ವಸ್ತಿ ನೋ ಬೃಹಸ್ಪತಿರ್ದಧಾತು. ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ. ಪ್ರಜ್ಞಾನಾಂ ಸುಪ್ರತಾನೈ ಸ್ಥಿರಚರ ನಿಕರ ವ್ಯಾಪಿಭಿರ್ವ್ಯಾಪ್ಯ ಲೋಕಾನ್ ಭುಕ್ತ್ವಾ ಭೋಗಾನ್ ಸ್ಥವಿಷ್ಟಾನ್ ಪುನರಪಿ ಧಿಷಣೋದ್ಭಾಸಿತಾನ್ ಕಾಮಜನ್ಯಾನ್ ಪೀತ್ವಾ ಸರ್ವಾನ್ ವಿಶೇಷಾನ್ ಸ್ವಪಿತಿ ಮಧುರಭುಂ ಮಾಯಯಾ ಭೋಜಯನ್ನೋ ಮಾಯಾ ಸಂಖ್ಯಾತುರೀಯಂ ಪರಮಮೃತಮಜಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಯತ್ತನ್ನತೋಸ್ಮಿ. ಯೋ ವಿಶ್ವಾತ್ಮಾ ವಿಧಿಜ ವಿಷಯಾನ್ ಪ್ರಾಶ್ಯ ಭೋಗಾನ್ ಸ್ಥವಿಷ್ಠಾನ್ ಪಶ್ಚಾಚಾನ್ಯಾನ್ ಸಮತಿ ವಿಭವಾನ್ ಜ್ಯೋತಿಷಸ್ವೇನ ಸೂಕ್ಷ್ಮಾನ್ ಸರ್ವಾನೇತಾನ್ ಪುನರಪಿ ಶನೈ ಸ್ವಾತ್ಮನಿ ಸ್ಥಾಪಯಿತ್ವಾ ಹಿತ್ವಾ ಸರ್ವಾನ್ ವಿಶೇಷಾನ್ ವಿಗತ ಗುಣಗಣ ಪಾತ್ವಸೌ ನಸ್ತುರೀಯಃ. We have to see the karikas before the last mantra, which we just started yesterday. The 23rd karika. There Shankar Bhagavatpada introduces the 23rd karika, stating that the 23rd karika presents the benefit for the meditator. What is the benefit meditator can accomplish? That is said in the 23rd karika. So he introduces, yathoktaihi samanyaihi atma padana matrabhi saha ekatvam krutva yatha omkaram pratipadya yah dhyayati tam. So the person yah dhyayati, the person who meditates, who practices meditation. Page 351. Yaha dhyayati, the person who practices meditation, the person who meditates. Meditates on what? Meditation on this complete omkara. See, Omkara Upasanam is always a complete Omkara Upasanam only, even though the different matras are mentioned specifically, equating them to different padas of Atma. So, Yaha Dhyayati Pratipadya, Omkaram Pratipadya, having thoroughly understood the Omkara, one who meditates upon Omkara, the complete Omkara, understanding the padas along with their respective matras, with the knowledge of their common features. So, Omkara Dhyanam does not happen unless the person understands how the four padas of Atma or four matras of Omkara. And Omkara is Abhidhanam, Atma is Abhideyaha. One must understand. And the pada and the respective matra of Omkara, there are common features. So with all this understanding, having pratipadya, having thoroughly understood, then take that Omkara as an alambanam. When a person practices meditation, what happens to him? This meditation, where does it lead? Where does that meditation take him to? That is what mantra says, the karika says. Okay. Akaro nayate vishwam, akaro nayate vishwam, ukarascapi taijasam, ukarascapi taijasam, ukarascapi taijasam, makarascha punah pragyam, namatre vidyate gatihi, namatre vidyate gatihi. Okay. So it is said, akaraha vishwam prapayati. Nayate means prapayati. This akara of Omkaraha takes this person to Vishwaha. What does it mean? Prapayati means make him reach. Prapayati is a causative verb. The meditation makes the meditator reach. Prapayati. Reach what? Reach the Virat. Vaishwanaraha Vishwaha. The word Vishwaha is taken as Virat here. So, we must understand this Upasanam is definitely, already Shankara Bhagavatpada has introduced, Omkaram Pratipadya. Having understood Omkara properly of all its four matras, four components, and being equated to the four padas of Atma, one who practices the complete Omkara meditation. But having his focus specifically placed on Akara, then that becomes what? Akara Pradhana Omkara Upasanam. Akara Pradhana Omkara Upasanam. It is complete Omkara meditation only, but with more emphasis focused on the Akara, equating it to Vishwaha or Vaishwanaraha. A person is given that meditation, then there must understanding must happen. Which is the first benefit, this is the understanding. Understanding is that even in the very first meditation, one must be able to see that one's own self being non-separate from Virat. Very important, okay? Seeing the fact of oneself being non-separate from Virat, the whole Ishvara, is as good as attaining Virat. He reaches Virat means not that the person is, he's taken from here to, Virat is sitting somewhere. He's going to be left with Virat. Where is Virat? Virat sitting somewhere else in a given point. want heaven somewhere? No. Virat is not sitting in a given place. The whole is Virat. All the T-series Virat, whatever is experienced, the waking state is nothing but Virat Ishvara. And that Ishvara is nothing but pure consciousness only. The pure consciousness only is given this qualification of being the Virat, the one who alone is shining as everything. And the Virat is inclusive of all the Vishwa, every Vishwa here. Therefore, this meditation helps one discover the fact of oneself being non-separate from Virat. Seeing Virat as one's own Swarupam. Already it is as good as Atmajnanam only. It is as good as Atmajnanam. Why it is said that this meditation takes one, leads one, nayate, prapayati, why these verbs are used? Does not mean the person is literally taken from one place to other place. Before the urge takes place, the understanding is that one sees oneself being separate from Ishvara. Ishvara is separate from me, I am separate from Ishvara. Seeing oneself being separate from Ishvara, isolating oneself from the whole, because of ignorance, even though the jiva is never away from Ishvara. Ignorance distances the jiva from Ishvara. Now knowledge removes the distance caused by ignorance. Thereby, it is as good as reaching, attaining. Therefore, the first says, Akaraha Vishwam Prapayati, Vishwam Nayate, means the Onkara Upasanam, Akara Pradhana Onkara Upasanam, also helps the person discover oneself being non-separate from Virat, which itself is Atmajnanam only. But still, it is still with the universe. Then, they said, Akara Alambana Onkaram. Okay, so Ukaraha cha api Taijasam Nayati. Ukara takes one to Taijasa. Makara takes one to Prajna. Whereas, Amatraha does not take one anywhere. The literal meaning of the Karika. I'm reading the Bhashyam now. Okay. Akara Alambana Onkaram Vidwan Vaishwanaraha Bhavati Ityartaha. So Shankara Bhagavatpada himself makes it very clear. This Akara Pradhana Onkara Upasanam takes the meditator to the Virat does not mean literally he is taken physically. What it means is this meditator Vidwan, this meditator who practices meditation upon complete Onkara, having the emphasis on Akara, Vaishwanaraha Bhavati, he himself becomes Vaishwanaraha. The meditator becomes Vaishwanara. What does it mean? Again, meditator cannot become Vaishwanara because he was never Avaishwanara. He was never away from Vaishwanara. Meditator becomes Vaishwanara means in terms of knowledge, the meditator seeing oneself being non-separate from Vaishwanara is as though becoming Vaishwanara. That's why there is no traveling, there is no reaching, there is no attaining, nothing happens here. It is yet cognitively resolving one's individuality in totality, okay, at the gross level is also what? Jnanam. It is also surrender. Aham Ishwaraha. Aham Viradasmi. I am Virat Soham. That Virat is there as myself. Soham. This seeing oneself being non-separate from Virat at the cross level is also what? As good as reaching Virat. This happens at the first level of meditation. Then, ukarascha taijasam, ukarascapi taijasam. Again, the verb nayate is not mentioned. It should be supplied. So, ukaraha taijasam nayate. So, the complete omkara upasanam practiced with emphasis, with focus emphatically placed in ukara, equating it to taijasaha, will lead a person to, take a person to taijasaha, which means, who is taijasaha again? Taijasaha means seeing oneself being Hiranyagarbha. So here also two things happen. Not only the person only sees Aham Virat, then I the Virat am non-separate from Hiranyagarbha. Taijasa is Taijasa and Virat both become resolved in Hiranyagarbha. Here the person should see as what? The person practices complete upasanam because he has come to this only after practicing the akara upasanam. Therefore, this complete omkara upasanam, ukara pradhana omkara upasanam, helping this meditator discovering his swarupam being non-separate from himself, being non-separate from Hiranyagarbheshwara. This what is being taken to Hiranyagarbha. Prapayati nayate. Again, Acharyas already has emphasized here, really there's no reaching here, there's no attaining here. Again, the person sees, there is no taijasaha outside of consciousness. Taijasaha is a qualification attributed to the same pure consciousness from the standpoint of individual upadhi. And the same consciousness alone, the standpoint of samashti sukshva prapancha, is given the title of Hiranyagarbheshwara. Therefore, I, the experiencer, am taijasaha, experiencer in the dream state. But when does this person recognize this? Only in the waking state. So I alone am taijasa in the dream state. Who recognizes this? Not the one who is in dream. The one who is in the waking state has to discover this. That's why we have to understand here, in the waking state alone, the person who recognizes himself being non-separate from Virat alone understands his fact of oneself being taijasa in the dream state, thereby he is non-separate from Hiranyagarbheshwaraha also. This is how one has to see. Because you cannot meditate in dream state. About what is in dream state, should be meditated upon the waking state only. All meditation should happen only in the waking state. Of ukara also. Understanding what is meditation here. What ukara stands for. What taijasaha is. So what Hiranyagarbha is. How, what is similar features. Understanding all this means what? Understanding this omkara properly in terms of its matras equated to the padas means understanding the fact. The experience of obtaining the waking state is another than consciousness. That consciousness alone is given the title of taijasaha. And taijasaha is nothing but Hiranyagarbheshwara. Hiranyagarbheshwara, Hiranyagarbha and Taijasaha are two different qualifications attributed to the same consciousness only from the standpoint of two different sukshma upadis. This fact we understand when in the waking state when you are meditating. Therefore, the person sees, the meditator who is given to the practice of ukara pradhana omkara upasanam, recognizes this fact of oneself being non-separate from Hiranyagarbheshwara. This what is reaching Hiranyagarbha. Then, makaraha cha punaha prajnyam nayate. So this makara, when a person practices the makara pradhana omkara upasanam, when a person practices complete omkara upasanam, with his having his emphatic focus on Makara, then that practice leads him to Prajnaha. This meditation also practice only in the waking state. Means he sees what Makaraha stands for. How Makaraha is the resolution ground of Akara Ukara. All these sounds should remain unmanifested as Makara. So Makaraha stands for Prajnaha, the Tritiya Pada of the Atma. So Prajnaha means, Prajnaha is nothing but the same consciousness. Obtaining as experience in the deep sleep state alone is said to be Prajnaha. The state of experience is different, but the experiencer is the same experiencer. The state of experience being different, what is experienced being different, the qualification also is given differently as Prajnaha. The Prajna is pure consciousness only. The same pure consciousness only, from the standpoint of Samashti Upadhi is given the status of Antaryamishwaraha. Therefore, this practice upasana, Makara Pradhana Onkara Upasanam, also helps the meditator discover one's own self being non-separate from Ishwara. So it is, even though it is Virad Upasanam, Hiranyagarbha Upasanam, or Antaryamishwara Upasanam, it is, you can say, the whole Upasanam can be reduced to one word as Ishwara Upasanam. Akara Ukara Makara Upasanam is nothing but Pratama Dvitiya Tritiya Pada Upasanam, nothing but Ishwara Upasanam. One Ishwara Upasanam only. So what the final understanding? I am the experiencer, only experiencer, invariably obtaining experiencer, unchanging experiencer, obtaining in all the changing variable states of experience. The I'd experiencer am pure consciousness. Therefore, I'm distinct from all these three states of experience. This is the understanding one must have. Therefore, so there's no, I am non-separate from Antaryamishwara. I, the Jiva, am non-different, non-separate from Ishwara. As Virat, I am non-different. I, the Vishwa, am non-different from Virat. I, Tejasa, am non-different from Hiranyagarbha. I, the Prajna, am non-different from Hiranyagarbheshwara. Sorry, Antaryamishwara. So, I am non-separate from Ishwara. This understanding happens. So that, how I am non-separate, standpoint of Upadhi is, even though there is seeming difference, absolutely, the standpoint, the reality, sat, Atma, I am non-different. This having understanding alone is actually said to be Upasaka being taken to that position. Absolutely, this is the meaning. Then, na amatre vidyate gatihi. Amatre. So what is amatraha? Yasya matra nasti saha amatraha. That, see, why this fourth component of Omkara is said to be Amatra. Matra mean indicates the time taken by a letter, sound. Akara takes one Matra Kala, Ukara takes one Matra Kala, Makara as a mere constant also takes one Matra Kala. Therefore, only three Matras should be taken when Omkara is pronounced, uttered. Om. This is Trimatra Kalaha. But what is the time taken for pronouncing silence? Silence is cannot be pronounced. Silence is actually silence is the condition where all the sounds remain resolved. Isn't it? Unmanifested sound. The manifested sounds. Unmanifested sound makaraha, which stands for karanapada. Karanapada. And ukara akara, these two manifested sounds which stand for karyapadas, subtle and gross manifestations, all of them resolve. Resolve means what? All of them become negated as mithya, in which that is the pure consciousness implied by the term turiya atma or amatra. So content of amatra and turiya atma, one and the same pure consciousness. Already we said, even though silence follows makara, every time we say om, 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 between two omkara utterances, a silence, that silence should not be mistaken for absence of sounds. That silence stands for the consciousness which witnesses the silence. Therefore, and that amatraha, amatre, na gatihi vidyate. Even this gatihi is not there. This akka, the omkara, the person who practices akara pradhana omkara upasanam is taken to, so taken there. We understood. And a person who practices ukara pradhana omkara upasanam is taken to taijasa. The person who practices makara pradhana omkara upasanam is taken to pragya. This taken also is not really, there's only recognition only. Here also similarly, amatre, absolutely, there is nothing is taken anywhere. The person has to, after this, after negating three padas in the turiya pada, consciousness, after negating three sounds in silence, the consciousness, then the person, when three padas negated as mithya, three sounds are negated as mithya, the silence implying consciousness, or turiya pada implying consciousness, the pure consciousness alone is the only satyam, absolute reality, which alone is satyam, means the three padas are just appearances. Three sounds are only manifestations. The superimposed sounds upon silence the consciousness. Therefore, all of them being mithya, understanding all of them being mithya and seeing this consciousness alone as satyam is what here? Amatra jnanam. Amatra jnanam, knowledge of the vision of the truth, where just the recognition alone happens. No gatihi. There is no gati. Vidyate na gatihi na vidyate. Because the person who recognizes the truth, the recognizer's truth is not away from the recognized truth. Here the consciousness which is recognized is very swarupam of the recognizer. Every step follows, the same thing happens. But here the person, in spite of seeing the duality, he sees non-duality as the satyam. Which means he sees pure consciousness being one, secondless and non-dual. And he takes ownership of that consciousness as the very self. That is why there is no journey. Recognition of consciousness being one's own self is what? Is take ownership of consciousness as one's own self, is here the vision which does not involve any gatihi. This is the actual meaning of the mantra. But still, Shankara Bhagavatpada wants to say something more. Even though this, the whole teaching of Mandukya Upanishad, specifically the 7th and 12th mantras emphasize only the Atma Jnanam or Brahma Jnanam as the ultimate aim of practicing complete Omkara Upasanam. Still, we have to say something of the meditation also. Why? Because the person who is given to this discipline of practicing meditation may be a person of sharpest intellect, may be a person of sharper intellect, may be a person of sharp intellect. Whoever becomes a spiritual aspirant definitely must have a lot of thinking, understanding, punyam. Otherwise, it is not possible at all to become a spiritual aspirant. Means having purushartha nischaya. Oh, moksha is my goal. I'm living this life only for discovering the goal. All that I want to accomplish, ultimately what I'm seeking is happiness only. That clarity one has to have. The purushartha nischaya has to dawn, first of all. Then the person naturally, choicelessly becomes committed to the pursuit of jnanam. Then he is a spiritual aspirant. He is a mumukshuhu, he is a jignyasuhu. But becoming a jignyasuhu and mumukshuhu does not mean he is adequately qualified also. Because of janmantra samskaras, whatever samskaras he had, some punyam definitely blessed him with adequate intelligence, sharpness to be a spiritual aspirant. And then people still wander without purushartha nischaya. At least this person becomes spiritual aspirant. That itself shows his intellectual sharpness. So he is a little sharp person. But there are people who are much sharper, people of sharpest intellect also. So uttama adhikaranaha, manda madhyama adhikaranaha, there are adama adhikaranaha. What about those people? All of them are spiritual aspirants. All of them have purushartha nischaya. All of them are committed to the pursuit of jnanam. Always aspiring for jnanam only. But in their efforts, so they are all given to this spiritual discipline of practicing meditation. This meditation, of course, is ultimately has to become a contemplation which will result in the attainment of the vision of the truth, which itself is Jivan Muktihi. Enable a person attain Videha Muktihi also. But when as a spiritual aspirant, when they are given to the practice of these disciplines, in between the Parabdha Karma ends, the person suppose he passes away. Yes, yoga brishtaha. Which means he has, before even accomplishing the goal of this ascertained vision of Tai Chaitanyam being the only truth of everything as one's own self, the person passes away. Then what happens to that practice of meditation? Does it go waste? No. That's also meant by the word Nayate. The two means you have to take. Nayate, not really reaching, just claiming consciousness as one's own self is also one meaning. Another meaning is, Nayate means that upasaka, as a result of that, he will remain, is akara pradhana onkara upasaka, will remain as virat until that srishti ends. Means, what does it mean? Remaining as Virat means what? Without assuming a gross body again, he will be there. So there's no need for him to go through the samsara. What one has to go through with the physical body, that is the temporary freedom. Simain, again the person will remain as, the person who practices ukara pradhana omkara upasam when he passes away suddenly, he'll remain as Hiranyagarbha. Again, in subtle form, he'll remain without this gross body. Even in subtle form also, because association being not there, he will not go through the pairs of opposite selves of samsara until that srishti ends. There's no jnanam. Still, he is very highly evolved person. But still, He has a temporary freedom. What about Antaryamishwara? The person who practices Makara Pradhana Omkara Upasam remains as Antaryamishwara. Means as Virat, as Hiranyagarbha, as Antaryamishwara means the person remains as Ishwara. That's all. You don't get confused. Oh, remaining Virat, remaining as Hiranyagarbha, remaining as Antaryamishwara does not. Remains as Ishwara means he remains without assuming a body for length of time. Prakriti layaha like. Prakriti layaha at least in Ajnanam also happens, Swamiji. Here the Jnanam also, certain degree of Jnanam also is there. So, only thing is the person has not yet come, negated. See, he understood aham consciousness. But has not yet negated the three padas and three varnas sounds as mithya. That negation also should happen, then pure consciousness alone must be accepted. See, without understanding of aham consciousness is not possible. I am consciousness understanding comes from the very first. Akara upasanam, ukara upasanam, every upasanam he understands I am consciousness. That is how he sees himself being non-separate from Ishwara. Okay, he says upadi veda he understands. He understands essential oneness also. But he has not yet negated this Ishwara status being mithya. Your status being mithya, he's not negated the all the upadis being mithya. Jagat being mithya. Duality being mithya. That negation also should happen. That negation really happens only when a person comes to the Turiyapada. Okay, he has not yet come to that. Therefore, it is not exactly like somewhat like Prakriti Laya. The person remains for length, for the whole of Srishti. Whenever he leaves, however more time, extra time is there for Srishti to be, get over, the person remains without assuming any body, means this temporary freedom he has. Suppose the person goes to, as a result of sometimes what happens, the result of the punyam the person has earned, it is possible for him to travel through Shukla Gatihi to reach Brahma Loka. There again is a possibility of attaining jnanam, attaining Krama Muktihi also. So Upasaka has the possibility of traveling through Shukla Gati, reaching Brahma Loka, attaining Krama Muktihi. Again, it's a non-verifiable matter for belief. Shastram says we accept it with the folded hands bowing to the Shastram, because Shastram, whatever Shastram says is a fact. That's also, that's the benefit. All that should be understood for this, the words Nayate, Propriety. What is the main vision should happen here itself? As a practice, as a result of practicing these meditations in the proper order, finally culminating in understanding Turiyatma or Amatra. Otherwise, there's a possibility of having Apekshika Moksha, again coming back to the world, assuming a body, in keeping one's part of the karma palam. Again, the person can pick up the thread where he leaves, where he left before. Again, his sadhana can continue. Definitely, 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 doubtlessly, the person will have the clear, ascertained vision of non-duality of the reality, in the wake of which he can clearly negate three padas, three varnas, three sounds, all the subtle, gross, unmanifested world to be, duality to be mithya. He can have attained that jnanam. This much is to be understood from this 123rd karika. Let us see the bhashyam now. I have already said everything. Still, let me make it clear. Akaro nayate vishwam means nayate means prapayati. Akara alambana unkaram vidvan vaishvanaro bhavati ityartha. The meditator who practices this akara pradhana omkara upasanam becomes vaishvanaraha. Literal translation. Becoming vaishvanara means what? I've already told you. Tatha ukaraha taijasam. Similarly, the practice of Omkara Upasanam with the focus emphasis on ukara leads a person to taijasa status. You attain the taijasa status. Initially, he recognizes the non-difference and at last he will be able to resolve the duality. Otherwise, he can travel to Brahmaloka, attain Kramamukti. Otherwise, he'll come back assuming a body to continue his sadhana. Then makarashchapi punaha prajnyam. So, same thing. Makaraha cha punaha prajnyam prapayati. Prajnyam pratinayate. So, the meditation upon makara. Omkara meditation, the focus on makara will help a person discover the fact of oneself being non-separate from Antaryamishwara. Then, cha shabdat nayate ityanuvartate. What he says, the word nayate is not there with every word. Leads. Akara practice leads. Practicing meditation upon okara, leads is not said. It should be added. Word nayate should be added with every, follows every time it is said. Kshine tu makare. Bijabhavakshayat amatraha omkare gatihi na vidyate kochid ityartha. So what he says finally, when a person having practiced meditation upon omkara with his focus on makara, he becomes one with antaryamishwara also. After that, then it should gradually take him to what? The pure consciousness, which is the turiya padaha of the atma. The same kind which is the silence, meaning of the silence also. Then, from the standpoint of consciousness, what happens? Kshine. In that consciousness, there is no bijam, the seed of ignorance, which is there and the part of prajnaha. Prajna antaryamishra, there is still total ignorance in the form of total power, which is mithya. So in consciousness, power is there, but not as the partial ignorance. Therefore, bija abhavakshayat, the ignorance, the seed of ignorance being negated in the consciousness. It is not there. Therefore, amatre omkare gatihi navidyate, when a person arrives at the silence, implying consciousness, the amatra, which has no time limitation, which does not have, there's no time limitation as akara, ukara, makara, that omkare, kvachit gatihi navidyate, there's no form of gatihi there at all. There's no form of movement, no form of travel or journey involved there. Really speaking, there's no journey at all involved in any step. Because here, when the person arrives at the consciousness, he must see the consciousness as one's own self. As aparokshataya, one must see the consciousness as the immediate self, as the very content of I, the experiencer. Therefore, there's no distance. Simply claiming, take ownership of consciousness as the self, is what meant by the expression saying this. There is no gati, there is no movement or travel involved there. Which is Atma Jnanam Advaita Swarupa Jnanam. Okay. With this, 23rd Karika is also over. At last we are coming to the 12th mantra. Okay. अमात्रश्चतुर्थो व्यवहार्यः अमात्रश्चतुर्थो व्यवहार्यः अमात्रश्चतुर्थो व्यवहार्यः अमात्रश्चतुर्थो व्यवहार्यः प्रपञ्चोपशमशिवोद्वैतः प्रपञ्चोपशमशिवोद्वैतः एवमोङ्कार आत्मैव संविशत्यात्मनात्मानम् संविशत्यात्मनात्मानम् य एवं वेद अमात्रश्चतुर्थो व्यवहार्यः प्रपञ्चोपशमः शिवोद्वैतः अमात्रश्चतुर्थो व्यवहार्यः प्रपञ्चोपशमः शिवोद्वैतः अमात्रश्चतुर्थो व्यवहार्यः प्रपञ्चोपशमः शिवोद्वैतः अमात्रश्चतुर्थो व्यवहार्यः प्रपञ्चोपशमः शिवोद्वैतः एवमोङ्कार आत्मैव एवमोङ्कार आत्मैव एवमोङ्कार आत्मैव एवमोङ्कार आत्मैव आत्मना संविशत्यात्मनात्मानम् 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 य एवं वेद य एवं वेद सो हियर अमात्रः Here, the 12th mantra discusses the swarupam of the consciousness witnessing the silence. So, amatraha. What is amatraha? Yasya matra nasti saha amatraha. So, that which does not have matra. What is matra? Akara is a sound which is a matra. Ukara is a sound which is a matra. Makara is a sound which is a matra. So, no sounds. Means, no, each sound has its own time limitation. The silence implying consciousness is, there's no limitation, time limitation for it. Therefore, it's said to be amatraha, soundless. Silence the consciousness. Amatraha, chaturthaha. And this amatraha, this pure, the silence implying the witnessing consciousness is the fourth matra, fourth component of omkaraha, which is there only when the sound makara resolves. Therefore, the tritiya matra of omkara, the third matra of omkara makara resolves, then only comes consciousness, which means chaturthaha. Here avyavaharyaha. See, this avagraha is when you are reading, we are not reading, it's avyavaharyaha. And chanting the mantra, you're only saying vyavahariyaha. Ah, that S is there. Yes, in Sanskrit, you see the S, that is avagraha. That stands for akara. So when you're reading amatras chaturto vyavahariyaha, ah is silent there. So avyavahariyaha. Avyavahariyaha means what? Non-transactable. No transaction possible. Perception is not possible. Conceiving is not possible. Describing is not possible. So no transaction is possible with reference to consciousness. Because consciousness is not an object of perception. It's not, first of all, it's not even an object. So not being an object is not, it is imperceptible, it's inconceivable, indescribable, therefore it's not available for any transaction. Absolutely intransactable. avyavaharyah. Because all transactions are possible only because of the blessing of consciousness. It is the mere existence of consciousness enables all transactions. All mithya transactions happen in satya chaitanyam, in absolute reality consciousness. But consciousness, being the very existence of all transactions, is not available for any transaction. Therefore, intransactable avyavaharya. Again, prapancha upashamaha. See, the same word comes. There we saw prapanchopashamam brahma. Prapanchopashamaha. Here, this amatraha is prapanchopashamaha. Silence implying consciousness is the ground resolution of all the world of words. Prapancha, shabda prapanchasya upashamaha yasmin bhavati. The pure consciousness is that where all the words, the world of words, become negated, resolved as mithya. Because the world consists of forms and names. Of course, you have to add functions also. Shrini Mukhapada likes that. Nama Rupa Karma. The karma is not mentioned, but we have to always include Nama Rupa Karma. Forms, names are words and functions. They're all non-substantial. Forms are non-substantial. Names are non-substantial. Because names are just words. And consciousness manifests alone can be in form of words. And the words, forms denoted by the words alone are the forms. So forms cannot exist independently without being denoted by the words. Words will be irrelevant without their respective forms. The forms and names are inseparable. And all the words, mithya. Therefore, this omkaraha, actually you must understand, actually amatra is the actual meaning of the word omkara. Pure consciousness is the actual meaning of the word omkara. Om is equal to abstract pure consciousness, the non-dual reality in which the world of duality remains resolved, negated as mithya, absolutely. So, prapanchopashamaha, all the words become, this amatraha, omkaraha is actually amatra, which is the pure consciousness in which all the world of, the entire world of words remain resolved. So, Atma Chaitanyam is the only source of resolution where all the forms remain resolved. All the names also remain resolved. So, Prapanchopashamaha. So, here we have to remember the meaning of the word Om also. Again, which we remember in the very beginning. Om is equal to the whole. Om ityadaksham idam sarvam. Why idam sarvam om? Already we understood akara, the guttural sound, which comes first when mouth is open to utter anything, the first sound, and ukara, which is pronounced, rounding up one's lips, and makara, the final sound, which happens when the lips are brought together. When the lips are opened, akara comes. Lips are brought together, makara comes. In between the ukara. The three sounds themselves, akara, ukara, makara, these sounds themselves stand for all the sounds, all levels and consonants, which are nothing but all the alphabets. All the letters, alphabets are all the letters. All the letters form the words, and the words stand for the words alone symbolize the objects. words and for the objects noted by the words. Therefore, Om is equal to all. Om means the whole. Now, this world of duality, in spite of being, it is resolvable as mithya in the pure consciousness, which is amatraha. So, prapanchopashamaha. So, Om alone is in the form of all the sounds. The consciousness, actual meaning of the Om is what? Pure consciousness. The pure consciousness, lakshyartha, implied meaning of the word Om is pure consciousness. Consciousness witnessing the silence is the implied meaning of the word Omkara, lakshyartha Omkara. Akara, ukara, makara, okay, which stand for the manifested gross universe, manifested subtle universe, unmanifested universe, is only what now? Vachyartha. So, lakshyartha alone should be taken as the absolute meaning. Vachyartha is a relative meaning. So, with reference to vachyartha, there is duality. With lakshyartha, there is non-duality. So, vachyartha being mithya, lakshyartha being satyam, the vachyartha becomes negated as mithya in the lakshyartha. Papanchopashamaha. Therefore, Shivaha. See, the Shivaha is again a beautiful word. Shivaha. It's not, as an adjective, you can say Shiva, Shivam, Shivaha. Three genders we can say. But here Shivaha because Atma, Amatraha. Amatra being equated to Turiyapada of the Atma is said to be what now? Shivaha. Shivaha means auspicious. Auspicious, the adjective should be taken as auspiciousness. Adjective auspicious, be taken as auspiciousness. Then what does it mean? Happiness. What is happiness? What is auspiciousness? That which is not unhappy, that which does not cause unhappiness, that which drives away unhappiness when recognized, is happiness. What is happiness? Happiness is that which does not have sorrow. That which does not cause sorrow, unhappiness. That which drives away unhappiness, sorrow, when discovered, is happiness. Therefore, Shivaha. So, Shivaha also means what? Fullness, happiness, auspiciousness. So this consciousness, so being auspicious is the very nature of consciousness, which is the amatra. Amatso Shivaha, Advaitaha. Advaitaha again, consciousness is one non-dual reality. Advaitaha. All these words, every word reveals the nature of consciousness implied by silence, which is the lakshartha of omkaraha. Evam omkaraha atma eva. So what now? Because this is the lakshartha omkaraha, therefore omkaraha atma eva. Omkaraha and atma are one and the same. Why? The word atma also implies all pervasive subtlest reality consciousness. Amat omkaraha also implies the pure consciousness. They are one and the same. Therefore, omkara is atma only. Om is equal to atma. Atma is equal to pure consciousness. Your Om is equal to pure consciousness. Evam Omkara Atma Eva. Okay. Now he says, Yaha Evam Veda. The person who understands the Lakshartha Omkara and the meaning of the word Om, Om and Omkara and Atma being one and the same, okay, how by understanding Omkara's Matras, understanding Omkara Atma's Padas, and having understood, having dwelt upon it, finally the person has arrived at the essential oneness of Omkara and Atma, being pure consciousness, non-dual reality, in which the world of duality becomes resolved, such a person, Atmana Atmanam Samvishati. What is the benefit he attains? Atmana Atmanam Samvishati. He enters into himself by himself. Enters into the self by himself. Atmana Samvishati. Samvishati means he enters properly into the self by himself. Atmana Atmanam Samvishati. There's an argument about Samvishati. Enters, who enters, into whom, into what? This entry, the noun entry, does not mean physical action. The entry implies cognitive resolution of ahankara, I sense in consciousness. Cognitively resolving the I sense in consciousness. Seeing consciousness as a content of I, the experiencer, is entering into the self by oneself. Atmana Atmanam Samvishati. So this entering into the self by oneself is the ultimate aim of complete Omkara Atma Upasanam. It's not in meditation, it's contemplation. It is Nirguna Brahma Upasanam. So, we understand here from the previous karika and from this also, what is the benefit? Omkara serves as an alambanam, a symbol for meditation. Omkara also serves as an alambanam for contemplation to ascertain the one's own surupam, being pure consciousness, for which one has to understand how Omkara is equated to Atma in terms of the four padas, how the four matras of Omkara are equated to four padas of Atma, and based on the common characteristic features. Thereby, finally, what should be negated as mithya? How duality implied by akara, vakara, makara, and duality implied by these three padas be negated as mithya in the wake of the vision of the satya atma, being pure consciousness, which is the turiya padaha, chatut of the atma, and which is the fourth matra of the Omkara. This is Atmana Atmanam Samvishati. I didn't want to say much because Shankara Bhagavatpada is going to repeat and you will feel bored with my repetition. So, something nice, isn't it? Do you think you need to again study afterwards Mandukya Upanishad? If it understood here, finished. Here itself. You must be able to see here itself. Okay. Shankara Bhagavatpada's commentary I'm reading now. Amatro matra yasya. Amatro. So first take the word amatro. Same page. 352. Correct, Swamiji? Yeah. Because I had this one page. I was thinking this one page. That's the problem. The two pages had one page. Amatraha. Amatraha, first take the first word. Shankaracharya writes, Matra yasya nasti. Matra yasya nasti, saha amatraha. See, even though we say, Mula patanam, study of the original text. Then Bhashya patanam, study of the Bhashyam. When you do the Bhashyam, again we have to do the Mula patanam also. You can't just leave that Mula patanam and just jump straight away to the Bhashya patanam, isn't it? So it takes time. Okay. Amatraha, how it is explained by Shankaracharya? Matra yasya nasti saha amatraha. Simple Sanskritam. Sounds like a Hebrew. Matra yasya nasti saha amatraha. See, even phonology says, that which has no matra, that which has no component, part, that which has no division or component aspect is what? Amatra, amatraha. See, matra is a feminine gender word. Yasya matra nasti saha amatraha. So the omkaraha which does not have, omkaraha, the implied meaning of the omkaraha, the silence implying consciousness, the consciousness implied with silence, that consciousness has no division, no part, no component. Therefore, omkaraha is amatraha. Matra yasya nasti saha amatraha. Okay, next. Omkaraha chaturthaha. Turiyaha atma eva. Who is this omkaraha? The implied meaning of the laksharta omkaraha is turiyaha atma eva. Not prathama pada of the atma, not vitya pada of the atma, not tritya pada of the atma. It is not karana pada, not karya pada, not the gross manifestation, not hatal manifestation, not unmanifested forms and names. Turiya pada of the atma eva. Amatraha chaturthaha. Omkaraha is nothing but the pure consciousness. Okay? The Turiya Atma, the fourth pada of the Atma, which is distinct from the three padas. Turiyaha Atma eva. Kevalaha. Abhidana abhideya rupayoho vang manasayoho kshinatvat avyavaharyaha. Now he says avyavaharyaha is explained next. Okay, what does Shankaracharya say? Why atma is not available for any transaction? Why it is intransactable? Here the pure consciousness, the implied meaning of omkaraha, the consciousness witnessing the silence, I have to repeat this every time, okay, is intransactable because kshinatvat, because it is negated, because it is free from all transactions. Why it's free from all transactions? He says, kevalaha abhidana abhideya rupayoho vang manasayoho kshinatvat. See, everything reduced to two things as forms and names. All that is here. Three padas of atma can be reduced to forms. Unmanifest, undifferentiated forms, manifested, subtle and gross forms. And what about three sounds of omkara? Akara, ukara, makara also can be reduced to all the names. Unmanifested, undifferentiated names. Manifested names revealing subtle and gross objects. All these forms and names, Abhidana Abhideya Rupayoho, they are connected with what? Words. Words represent this speech, walk. And forms represent the thought, mind. Because forms have to always be thought form, isn't it? Therefore, words represent the speech, forms represent the thought. But words and forms and word names are associated with what? Speech and mind. And they are mithya. Speech is mithya. Words are mithya. Mind is mithya, isn't it? See, mind is a material product which has no independent existence. Of course, speech also has no independent existence. Therefore, here, all the forms and names are negated as mithya here. Then what about consciousness? The pure consciousness does not have any connection with what? Pure consciousness, the sound is free from sound and speech. The sound, the speech, free from the mind, the forms. The pure consciousness in which the forms and names are negated as mithya. Therefore, free from perception and thought. Therefore, it is what? Avyavaharyaha. See, intransactability of Atma is due to its being free from speech and thought. Being free from the mind and words. See, it must have some connection with the word. It can be transacted. Available for it can be transactable. Isn't it? So consciousness is not the sound, not this word, not the thought. Therefore, it is not available for any transaction. Yeah, negated. I prefer the word negated from the annihilation because nothing is not destroyed here. Negated. See, due to their negatable status, Samji, due to the negatable status of mind and speech, which represent forms and which are represented by words and forms. Due to the negatable status of mind and speech, which are represented by names and forms, and they being not there, consciousness being non-negatable reality, it is absolutely intransactable. Kshinatvat, exactly, Samji, it can be translated like this. Due to the status of being negatable for these speech and mind represented by words and forms. And here consciousness being the satyam, it is not available for transaction. It means consciousness is free from thought and word, not available for description or for conception. Consciousness is not available for description or conception. Therefore, not only for perception also, we have to include that. When the form comes, if the form means, you have to say two things, Samaji. Forms are available for conception and perception. The words can be used as means of description. And here consciousness is not any of this, not available for description, conception and perception. Therefore, no transaction is possible. So, it is intransactable. So now what are we understanding? Understanding lakshartha of omkaraha, which is amatraha omkaraha. You must remember that. Then prapanchopashamaha. Shankara Bhagavatpada does not even comment upon it. He just leaves it. Prapanchopashamaha. You have to understand the entire world of words remain negated, resolved in omkaraha. All the words remain resolved in omkaraha, which means words do not exist outside of consciousness. The resolvable as mithya. Therefore, prapanchopashamaha. So, being the source of resolution of all the words, it is the only source of resolution of forms also. So, prapanchopashamaha should be understood twice actually. It is the only source of resolution of names, and the forms being inseparable from the words, the only source of resolution of forms also. Therefore, their functions also. So, it is the source of resolution of the duality. That is why it said, Shivaha Advaitaha. Shivaha, already explained to you. Advaitaha, therefore it is non-dual. So here, this consciousness is non-dual means, non-duality of consciousness does not mean absence of duality. Be very careful, okay? This non-duality of consciousness is non-dual reality when we say, it is not the absence of duality. Consciousness is the absolute reality, which is non-dual reality in spite of lending existence to mithya duality. So consciousness is the non-dual reality in which the world of duality of forms and names become negated as mithya. So prapanchopashamaha adityaha should be understood together. Samvrittaha evam advaitaha samvrittaha. So here, this is how the duality becomes negated in this non-dual reality as mithya. Because duality has no independent existence outside of this only reality consciousness. Now, evam yathokta vijnanavata prayuktaha omkaraha trimatras tripadaha atma eva. Now, yathoktaha vijnanavata prayuktaha omkaraha. Now, this omkara which has been explained here in this manner, which has been used by the person. Vijnanavata prayoktaha trimatraha tripadaha atma eva. Therefore, three matras of atma or three matras of omkara are nothing but three padas of the atma. Which means vachyartha of omkaraha is akara ukara makara, which form the om, which the sound om, which is the vachyartha of omkara, is nothing but vachyartha of the word atma. It is three padas are the vachyartha of the atma. Three sounds are the vachyartha of omkaraha. And the lakshyartha of atma, lakshyartha of omkara is what? Pure consciousness. Which means even as vachyartha you see, you have to say the whole. There is no isolation. Vachyartha akaraha, the whole is om. as Virat. The whole is Om as Hiranyagarbha. The whole is Om as Antaryameshwara. That Om which alone is there as the whole. The whole is Om. Om is not anything. Om is not Akara, not Ukara, not Makara. Om is not Karanapada, Om is not Karyapadas. Om is not, like how Atma is not the gross man, Virat, not this Ish, Antaryam is not the Tejasaha, not Hiranyagarbheshwara, but all are Atma. And here also, whole is Om. Om is not anything here. Om alone is in the form of the whole. Atma alone is in the form of the whole. As Mithya, world of duality. Atma alone is in the form of Mithya, world of duality. Om in the form of the world of Mithya duality. But Om is non-dual reality. Atma is non-dual reality. Pure awareness, pure knowledge. That is the meaning here. Okay. Okay, so Vijnanavata Prayuktaha Omkaraha Trimatraha Tripadaha Atma Eva. Finally, all three matras are Om only. Om is not any of the three matras. All three matras are Om. Similarly, Atma is not any of the three padas. All three padas are Atma. What is Om? What is Atma then? Pure consciousness, pure knowledge. Therefore, pure consciousness is not any of the words. Pure consciousness is not any of the forms. But all forms, manifest and unmanifested, gross and subtle, are Atma. All words are also Atma. All Om. And Om and Atma are one and the same. This is what? Vijnanavata. The person by whom this fact is understood, Vijnanavata, the person by whom this fact is understood, that Om alone is in the form of everything, but Om is not anything. Three sounds are not Om. Om is all the sounds. All the sounds are Om, but Om is not any sound. All the sounds are consciousness implied by the silence. All the sounds are nothing but consciousness implied by the silence. But consciousness implied by the silence is not any of the sounds. All three padas representing the gross, subtle, unmanifested worlds are nothing but Atma. But Atma is not any of the worlds. This is the, and that Atma, that is nothing but pure awareness, pure knowledge. The person who understands, and that pure consciousness is what? The experiencer is the pure consciousness. I am the experiencer. Who arrives at that consciousness, the implied meaning of Omkara and Atma, as the very self, as Aparokshatma, as one's own self. Recontentified that person by him. What happens? Samvishati Atmana Svenaiva. For him this vision becomes very clear. Such a person who has this vision, Atmana Atma Atmana Samvishati. Samvishati Atmana means what? He himself, Svenaiva, by himself, he enters. So Shankaracharya explains, Svam Paramarthikam Atmanam, Paramarthikam Atmanam Svenaiva, Samvishati. Paramarthikam Atmanam Svenaiva Samvishati. he enters into this absolute self, the pure consciousness, formless, abstract reality. So, which means he simply takes ownership of consciousness as the self. Paramarthikam atmanam svena eva. One more thing, somebody. Swam paramarthikam atmanam svena eva samvishati. Swam paramarthikam atmanam svena eva samvishati. He enters into himself, by himself. Entering into himself by himself means what? Until the jnanam takes place, as long as the person remains ignorant of the self, he looks at himself as the anatma, body, mind, sense complex. Then he is as though far away from the self. As though he is far away from the self. In erroneous perception of the self, the person is as though he is far away from the self. He is standing outside of the self. As if. In ignorance, the person is as though standing outside of the self. In knowledge, the person is as though entering into himself. Therefore, this entry is not physical entry. It's a cognitively resolving one's identity, essence in pure consciousness. The implied meaning of the Omkaraha, Amatraha. The all-pervasive reality implied by the term Atma. So, I has been shifted now. This Omkara Upasanam and seeing it, equating it with Atma's four padas, absolutely understand what? Omkara doesn't have three sounds. Omkara is pure consciousness. Atma does not have four padas. Atma implies pure consciousness. And here this, for the consciousness is the truth of the whole universe is the truth of the self. Truth of oneself. The person cannot place essence anywhere other than consciousness. Where can you resolve the word wave? Not outside of water. Wave is water when you say that is an equation where the word wave is cognitively resolved in its truth, which lends existence, the existence of the word wave. Similarly, the existence of the word I, the existence of the word experiencer is nothing but abstract, formless reality, consciousness. It's a big cognitive shift. I sense was very strongly sitting in the body. Now it has been dragged to consciousness. This is what entry. Isn't it? So, Shankaracharya, Atmana Atmanam Samvishyati. Simple. One enters the self by himself. But he was swam. He wants to swam. Means one's own. Which means there's no distance between I and the consciousness. That is what he means by swam. In Pooja Swami's words, what is nearest to yourself? You are the nearest. The distancelessness between I and consciousness must be understood. That is the entry here. So, svenaiva swam paramarthikam atmanam Svenaiva Samvishati Atmana Samvishati. Who Yaha Evam Veda, the person who understands the four padas of Atma, four sounds of Omkara, three sounds of Omkara, the silence aspect of Omkara, understand their similarities and understands, dwells upon it, finally arrives at the Lakshyartha, negating the Vachyartha as Mithya. So Shankaracharya says, Paramartha Darshi, Brahmavit, Paramartha Darshi, the person who practices complete Omkara Upasanam in terms of the four padas of the Atma, ultimately arrives at the fact of one's own self being the consciousness, and he becomes the person of vision of the absolute reality. Paramartha Darshi. He sees only the reality now. In spite of seeing the duality, he sees only absolute reality, negating it as mithya. He is Paramartha Darshi, the person of vision of the ultimate truth, the absolute reality, obtaining as the self, is Paramartha Darshi. He is Brahmavit. He is the knower of the truth of the entirety of the cosmos. Brahmavit. What does this person do? Tritiyam Bijabhavam Dagdva. This meditation gradually helps the person. Initially, resolves the Vishwa in Virat. Then he resolves the Virat along with Tayasa in Hiranyagarbha. Then he resolves Hiranyagarbha and Prajna in Antaryamishvara. Now Antaryamishvara also is resolved in Turiya Atma. This is how Tritiyam Bijabhavam Dagdhva. See, Dagdhva means having burnt the Tritiya. The Tritiya Pada of the Atma, obtaining in the form of what? The seed of ignorance. Still the seed of ignorance. Having burnt the seed of ignorance, obtaining Tritiya Pada, Dagdhva, Atmanam Pravishtaha. Means he, so burning the ignorance means what? Resolving the ignorance. Nothing is destroyed here. Having burnt, which means even the, burning the seed of ignorance means even the causal status attributed to consciousness as Antaryamishvara also becomes negated. So, the pure consciousness is neither the cause nor the effect. Is it? Nor the effect. Which means it is Karana Karya Vilakshanam Chaitanyam. The pure conscious which is distinct from the cause and the effect. Which alone is in the form of cause and effect. There cannot be cause, there cannot be effect without the consciousness. Cause alone lends existence, consciousness alone lends existence to the cause, existence to the effect. But consciousness is neither the cause nor the effect, is distinct from the cause. For having burnt the ignorance, the seed of samsara means ignorant even the causal status also. Which means the pure consciousness is distinct from prajna, antaryamishvara. It cognitively discerns and claims that consciousness as the self. This is what is entry. This is the meaning of the word entry. Iti. Okay, so mantra does not talk about the benefit of this jnanam. But Shankara Bhagavatpada wants to talk about the benefit of the jnanam. What he says, pravishta, such a person who has claimed consciousness as the, who has taken ownership of pure consciousness as the self, which is distinct from the cause and effect also, that such a person, punaha na jayate, he is not born again. Punaha na jayate. Why? Because as soon as the person claims, take ownership of consciousness as the I, as the self, consciousness is free from ignorance. Turiyasya abhijatvat. As turiyam does not have ignorance, consciousness does not have ignorance, consciousness is not ignorant. Seeing one's own self as consciousness means what? Being free from ignorance. Being free from ignorance, he becomes free from rebirth also. If you think you are ignorant, you have rebirth. Why do you think you are ignorant? Because you do not know what you are. When you do not know what you are ignorant. When you are ignorant of yourself, you think you are ignorant also. You are ignorant. You think you are ignorant. Even though you are not ignorant. Even in ignorance, you are not ignorant. I am ignorant, the notion is what? Because of the identity with the intellect. Ignorant intellect. So, that is why ignorance is not destroyed, ignorance is resolved as mithya here. Turiyasya abhijatvat. Because turiyam has no ignorance. Identity is with turiyam. Turiyam has no ignorance, therefore ignorance caused bondage is not there for this person. He is not born again. Okay, so here the doubt may come. Okay, this person worked very hard. Somehow, it's not that easy, isn't it? Because living in this world of duality, experiencing duality, going through the life of pairs of opposites, still the wise person has to see one's own self being non-dual reality and remain unafflicted by everything means. So the doubt comes. Is it possible to become ignorant again? Having attained jnanam, is it possible to become again ignorant? Because we do become ignorant, no? So we study for exams, work very hard, and write exams, pass exams, get high marks. I'm not a trade, Swamiji. I'm not a trade. I was going to say, if I'm going to, I'm going to preparing this. Suppose, then after exams, we forget also. Forgetting is as good as what? Being ignorant. And so again, after a long time when we read, somewhere it seems we have heard this. Let us not forget our own Mandukya Upanishad. Until we came back and reminded us of things, what we learned, sometimes somewhat we do forget. In spite of even the words alone I'm saying. So, is it possible to again become ignorant from having understood the truth, having attained the jnanam? Is it possible to lose the jnanam again, become ignorant? Doubt is possible. So, Shankaracharya gives an answer. Now, you can say the page number, Swamiji, 353. but I'm reading Sanskritam in the same page. Nahi rajju sarpayoho viveke, rajju sarpayoho viveke, rajvam pravishtaha sarpaha, buddhi samskarate, punaha purvavate, tad vivekinam uttasyati, nahi, nahi uttasyati, it will not rise, what will not rise? Sarpaha, the snake will not rise. Nahi uttasyati, which snake? Rajvam pravishtaha sarpaha. See, in the wake of the knowledge of the rope being rope, falsely superimposed snake enters into the rope and remains resolved as the rope. Does really rope enter? There's no real entry of the rope.
Snake.
Okay. The snake doesn't really enter. The snake cannot enter. There's no real snake for the snake to enter. But still, when because you experience the snake for some time, because ignorance of the rope, ignorance of the rope veils the rope, therefore you see the snake, you experience the snake, and the snake caused fear also in you, because it was it looked like a crawling, to caused a lot of fear in you, it has created samskara. But what happens in the wake of the knowledge of the rope being the rope, that's real, not unreal rope, what happens? It enters into the rope and resolves as remains as rope only. There's no more snake. But here not now. Rajvam pravishtaha. Rajju sarpayoho viveke. In the discriminative, in the wake of the discriminative knowledge of rope and the snake, the rope, the snake which has entered into the rope, buddhi samskarat, because of some sort of, you know, vasana it would have created during the erroneous perception and experience, punaha purvate, again like before, vivekinam na uttasyati, again that snake will not rise. Even though that erroneous perception might, erroneous experience might have caused some samskara in the buddhi, still that snake will not rise. Because you are wearing what is rope only, means the snake resolves, the snake experience caused samskara also will resolve. There is a time when experience of snake, even though it's a false experience, erroneous experience, still, the experience would have caused some samskara, some sort of vasana, that also will resolve. Therefore, no, the snake will not appear again. That is the strength of the knowledge. The power of knowledge. Jnana Shakti. Isn't it? Therefore what? Again, definitely, once you have a clear ascertained vision of the reality being consciousness, and consciousness being yourself, you, means you're already objective towards your body, mind, sense complex, in spite of having the duality, in spite of endowed with the body, mind, sense complex also, absolutely, you have the clear vision of yourself being consciousness. Therefore, it is not possible at all to lose sight of one's own self being consciousness. Again, the erroneous perception or erroneous experiences caused samskaras will not bring the duality back. Okay, resolved is resolved for good. What has been resolved, what has been negated as mithya will be negated as mithya for good. What has been resolved as not real will be resolved as not real for good. There will be only ascertained vision. One will not lose one's sight of vision of non-duality of reality obtaining as one's own self. So, Purvavat Vivekinam na Uttasyasi Uttasyati. So, Rajju Sarpayoho Viveke Rajvam Pravishtaha Sarpaha Buddhi Samskarat Punaha Purvavat Vivekinam na Nahi Uttasyati. If you not come back, read two times, understand Samskritam. Understood, no? Manda Madhyamadiyam tu. Now this is where already what I discussed earlier. Shankaracharya brings in again in this context. Manda Madhyamadiyam tu. Okay, what about the people who are not of sharpest intellect? Of sharper intellect. I don't want to say anything badly, okay? Who are not adequately sharpest, who are of sharper intellect, who are a sharp intellect, who are not adequately prepared minded, but still who are they? Pratipanna sadhaka bhavanam. So he says, somehow, because as I said already, because their poor punyam, because their past clean life, they live, see, Shastram always says, even the Purusharth Nischaya is possible, only people have lived some clean life, some punyam they must have earned. Somewhere people must have really lived a clean life, even to be associating with people also. To go to Atlantis or to come here. Some punyam, with the difference in punyam must be there, isn't it? All those who are going in their papis, they also examine some punyam. But still they don't earn punyam, I think. They're only exhausting punyam. So punyavantaha, here also punyavantaha. But here you accumulate more punyam, so there's also poverty of preparing. They're only exhausting punyam there. Anyway, so here, what about the people? So manda madhyama adhikarinaha. See, Acharya says, people are of different levels of intellectual capacity. Aspirations are the same. Aspiring for jnanam, with reference to the aspiration for jnanam, they are same. Mumukshavaha, jignyasavaha. They're jignyas, they're mumukshus. But what about the intellectual capacity? There's a difference. He says, manda madhyama dhyaha. People who are not in a adequately prepared minded. People of mediocre intellectual capacity for them. But who are they? Pratipanna sadhaka bhavaha. Pratipanna sadhaka bhavana. Pratipanna sadhaka bhavaha means people somehow they have this attributes of spiritual aspirants. Somehow they have become spiritual aspirants. Even having this aspiration for spiritual wisdom itself is something is important. And they have that aspiration for spiritual wisdom. So they have become spiritual aspirants. Pratipanna bhavaha. But they are not adequately prepared mentally. Therefore, and who are they? Sanmarga gaminaha. Because as spiritual aspirants, though they are not adequately mentally prepared, intellectually sharp enough, still they are given to the rightest way of life enjoined by the Shastram. Sanmarga gaminaha. All karma yogis are sanmarga gaminaha. Sanmarga means appropriate way of life. The proper way of life is sanmargaha. The sanmarga, the way of life lived should help a person prepare his mind, thereby to help a person attain the wisdom, the wisdom then that path is sanmargaha. What is sanmargaha? The path of life, the way of life, which helps a person grow mentally, that we accomplish the ultimate goal, that way of life is sanmargaha. And these people who are spiritual aspirants, though they are not adequately mentally prepared, still they are sanmargagaminaha, who are given to the appropriate way of life enjoined by the Shastram, or living a life of karma yoga as grihastaha. They are householders, grihastaha. They are given to this life of karma yoga, which is the way of life enjoined by the Shastram. So very committed to dharma. So these are all the qualifications. And there are some people who are not grihasthaha but sannyasinaha, who are given to the life of sannyasis. They take the life of a sannyasa, renunciation, the total commitment to the pursuit of jnanam. Commitment is to the total pursuit of jnanam, but they are not adequately yet prepared for such people. What do? They are also given to this practice of meditation. Meditation. And with the understanding of the similarities between the akaras matras, the omkara matras and atmas padas. These people, spiritual aspirants, who have understood the common characteristic features of four matras of omkara and the four padas of atma, such people, matranam padanam cha chupta samanya vidam. See, these similarities, common characteristic features of padas and matras mentioned in the mantras 9, 10, 11, they have understood. So, they are given to the practice of meditation also. Only difference between Uttama Adhikaris, Madhyama Adhikaris is what? Madhyama Adhikaris also, Manda Madhyama Adhikaris, people of inadequate qualification also are practicing the same. They all, every respect they are the same like Uttama Adhikaris. Only intellectual capacity, they are different. For such people, Omkara Prati Yathavad Upasyamana Omkaraha. This Yathavad Upasyamana Omkara, this Omkara, which is meditated upon, Omkara is meditated upon exactly as instructed here. Alambini Bhavati definitely becomes support. Alambini definitely becomes support in understanding, ascertaining the vision of the truth. Brahma Pratipattaye Alambini Bhavati. Brahma Pratipattaye, Brahma Pratipattihi means ascertain understanding of the absolute reality. Brahma Pratipattaye, for having the clear ascertained vision of the absolute reality Brahma, Omkara Upasyamanaha Omkaraha Alambini Bhavati. Definitely this Omkara which is meditated upon becomes great support, no doubt. Which means even the Manda Madhyama Adhikaris gradually will become qualified as a result of practicing meditation. They will be able to contemplate upon this essential nature also. They can ascertain the vision. They can have ascertained vision of the absolute reality Brahma. What is the Omkara Upasanam? Omkara Upasyamanaha Alambini Bhavati. Omkara meditated upon definitely becomes the support, no doubt. For whom? Even for the Manda Madhyama Adhikarinaha. The only intellectual, in terms of intellectual preparedness, they are not ready. They had to become much sharper. That's all. Otherwise, they have all qualifications. They are sanmarga gaminaha. They are following strictly the way of life ordained by the Shastram. And they are pratipanna bhavaha. They are spiritual aspirant. Their aspiration is there. They're making efforts also. So gradually, their efforts will not fail. Definitely, for having this vision of the Atma, Omkara Upasana becomes a big support. That's what Shastram Shankaracharya says. Tatha cha vakshyati. He does not say they will not be able to. They will also definitely attain. He doesn't really glorifies Uttam Adhikaris. Uttam Adhikaris, no doubt they will have the vision. Mandamadhyam Adhikaris also will have the vision. That is the positive teaching here. Tathacha Vakshyati. So here Shankara Bhagavatpada quotes Gaudapada Acharya's Mandukya Karika itself, which is the 16th Karika of the 3rd chapter. Okay, which is going to come later on. Ashramaha Trividaha Ityadi. So Ashramaha Trividaha means, not about it, as three ashramas. Sagrastha Ashrama, not the ashramas. Here he talks about the people are of three levels of intellectual capacities. Yeah. So three stages of the growth also. So Manda Madhyama Adhikaranaha, Uttama Adhikaranaha, Adhama Adhikaranaha. Doesn't matter. As long as you become a spiritual aspirant, your purushartanascheha, your journey has started. It's better to be a spiritual aspirant than not even knowing what it means by saying spiritual. What is being a spiritual aspirant means what? Being spiritual means what? At least disciple or spiritual aspirants, they're very clear. So definitely whoever accepts the Omkara Upasana, practices Upasana without fail, gradually. This meditation itself will contribute for their preparation, then will bless them with the vision also. That is what is said by Shankaracharya. We have only completed the 12th mantra today. I thought of doing 3 more karikas. No. So Sunday will cover the first chapter. We'll try to cover the first chapter. We'll see. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate.